Hi, this is a dictation for Tuscany Butler. T like Tom, U-S-T-A-N-Y. Last name is Butler, B-U-T like Tom, L like Larry, E-R. Date of birth is 2/10/1992. Date of accident is 12/31/2011. Date of service is 7/9/2025. The patient was referred by Heavenly Hands Physical Therapy and also by Frambrook International Pain for a re-evaluation of the patient for further needs for physical therapy and medications. The patient arrived by using crutches and I was told that he has a scooter and a rollator walker also at home. He's using home therapy, and the accident happened in 12/31/2011. All of the symptoms that he has reported are as a result of that. He did not write any particular symptom in his writing, but he checked on the chart, on the figure, as having a headache, front and back, 10, pain in the right shoulder, left shoulder, pain in the lower back and left hip and right leg, right foot and ankle. He did not check any pain for the neck area, but just the shoulders. There is no radiation he has described of numbness or tingling in the upper or lower extremities. History of the automobile accident. The patient has not given a complete history of automobile accident for various reasons. He reports that he was involved in this accident on New Year Eve in 2011. And immediately during the accident, he lost his memory. He cannot recall. He was taken to the emergency room in Sinai Grace Hospital in Detroit, where he had multiple surgeries due to the fracture of both legs and fracture of the left hip, and also experienced brain trauma. He has been hospitalized for 3 months and 1 month rehabilitation after 3 years, according to the patient's statements. He also had a spinal cord stimulation device put in, and he has undergone multiple tests like CAT scan, CT scan, X-rays. He also underwent a long-term physical therapy. He's using a scooter for long distances, crutches for walking, and he cannot wear any weight on the right leg, so he uses crutches. He's permanently disabled. A patient report that his left hip was replaced during the surgery. No detailed surgery is available. He reports of a drop foot of the right side and difficulty in walking. He do not describe any bowel or bladder incontinence, only muscle weakness of the right leg. There is no numbness or tingling of the hands on either side or fingers or in the feet. There is no recent accident, no other motor vehicular accident that is reported. Extensive physical therapy for the last 13 years has been given to him. Please review the records for the system review. For surgical history. Allergies. The patient do not know the family history. He's single. He's unemployed due to this accident, and he's disabled. There is no lawyer at this time who is involved in his case. Mike Morris used to be the previous attorney. Personal history is from the chart. I'll be sending it. Please look at the previous history. Oh, please review the ADLs. He has not marked any ADLs at this time. Overall, they are affected 8 in a scale of 1 to 10. Physical examination is as follows. This is a 33-year-old African-American male of a good-built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. There's no sinuses, jaundice, clavicle, or kneecap. Patient is well-built, well-nourished. Hydration is good. No acute distress. Shortness of breath or severe pain phases are noticed. Patient doesn't appear to be severely anxious or lethargic. He has a good attitude and demeanor. Stress and hygiene is normal. The patient is walking with a crutches. His right leg seems like he has a right foot drop, and therefore he's not able to walk normally. In the skin, he has a scars in the hip area, as well as both leg areas for previous surgeries. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination and musculature examination. The musculoskeletal examination reveals the following. The inspection and palpation is from the template. Paravertebral muscle spasm is none. Hypertonicity is 0. Range of motion of the cervical spine. Deflection is 50. Extension is 50. Bilateral side flexion is 35. Bilateral rotation is 70. Thoracic spine is normal. At 30 degree rotation, the lumbar spine forward flexion is 50. Extension is 15. Side flexion 15. Rotation is 25. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative, Sperling was negative, Lermit test negative, distraction test negative, Soto heart test is negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test, lump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski Kernick test is negative, Sidelag raising test is negative, CLR negative, Bagger test negative, Kemp test was negative, Babinski sign negative. SI joints are found non-tender, and standing flexion test, ILA compression test, distraction test, Faber test, Gonsalin test are negative. Extremities, on examination of the extremities, left hip was replaced, and there is a scar of 6 inches in the lateral part of the left hip. The right ankle has a traces of active motion, hypersensitive to touch. The sensation is slightly diminished to 50%. There are visible scars on both legs due to the previous surgeries of tibia fracture bilaterally. Motor power is 4/5 in both lower extremities. The gait is definitely abnormal. He is using crutches for walking and uses just left leg for walking, which is normal with normal motor power. He uses a scooter for long-distance mobilization. He cannot wear weight on the right leg. The balance is good. The patient has been able to do ADLs while he's sitting, but when he walks, he has to use crutches. Both the hands, upper extremities, have a normal motor power, good grip, no circulatory or neurological deficit is noticed. According to him, the pain level is between 5 to 7 in all the areas of head to the shoulders, to the lower back, left hip and right leg. Please review the diagnosis page, plan of care from the template, treatment plan. The patient has had extensive physical therapy so far, lasting for more than 13 years. To me, it appears there won't be any further improvement, as maximum rehab potential is already reached. He may need a surgery for the right foot, so I will refer him to the orthopedic surgeon. Regarding the medication, he has been asking for Percocet 3 times a day, 10 milligrams minimum, that I do not believe are needed. We discussed the need for change to a non-narcotic medication like buprenorphine as Butrans patches and as Belbuca, 450 milligram, or Suboxone, Subutex, even methadone was discussed. The patient flatly declined. He only wants opiates. We discussed the need for him visiting the addiction clinic for helping him with the addictions for opiates. The patient didn't want to do that either. I chose not to accept this patient, as it is a chronic need of opiates for the rest of his life. I believe Dr. Dhillon, his previous pain provider, should continue seeing him. I referred him back to Dr. Dhillon at Frambrook Interventional Pain Clinic and also Heavenly Hands. They can continue doing whatever they are doing. I am not participating in the care of this patient. I advise them to see an orthopedic surgeon for his foot drop issue or make a boot for the foot support. To me, it appeared that most likely they are just seeking pain medication for the pain that is not there. And so he was formally discharged. Thank you.